A Jewish Journal article. Black Jewish Entertainment Alliance celebrates the 50th anniversary of hip-hop with gathering at Academy. Some of the biggest names in music gathered on September 14 to celebrate the 50th anniversary of hip-hop and to recognize the role of Black and Jewish collaboration in the flourishing of the genre. The event was hosted by the Black Jewish Entertainment Alliance, BJEA, an organization founded to bring the Black and Jewish communities together in solidarity, to support each other in their struggles, and to better understand each other's plight and narratives. The night was highlighted by a panel of Black and Jewish music industry bigwigs speaking to a crowd of nearly 100 people at the Recording Academy headquarters in Santa Monica. On the panel were rap artist and actor Exhibit, rap artist Lazybone from Bone Thugs N Harmony and MC Mazik, the CEO of Beat Club and one half of the now disbanded hip-hop duo Blood of Abraham. From left to right, Lazybone, Steve Lobel, Steve Rifkind, via Zoom, and Exhibit. Photo credit. Daniel J. Sliva. Joining them was longtime hip-hop manager and entrepreneur Steve Lobel, the CEO of A2Z Entertainment and WeWorking. Lobel is best known as the manager for Bone Thugs N Harmony, and for his work with Run DMC, Eazy-E, Missy Elliott, Fat Joe and the late Nipsey Hussle. Loud Records founder Steve Rifkind joined the panel remotely. The panel was moderated by music and culture critic Justin Hunt. Hip-hop would not be where it is today if it wasn't for Black and Jewish communities coming together, and we wanted to highlight that in tonight's panel discussion, said BJEA member and 2Wendy Music Group founder and CEO Corey Litwin in the opening remarks of the night. By the end of the 90-minute discussion, the attendees understood the lesson of the night. Collaboration is the key to success and unity makes you stronger. The superstars on the panel spent much of the time sharing stories of collaboration far beyond racial and religious divisions as they rose to the top of the industry. There's so many artists out there that think they could do it themselves because there are other artists out there saying, I'm independent, I do it myself. Well, guess what? None of them do it by themselves. Not one person here is successful just because of themselves. If you want to build a real legacy as an artist, you need a team, you need a manager, you need a payroll manager, a tour manager, you need a lawyer, a business manager, an agent. I started by carrying bags for Jam Master Jay. Throughout the evening, Lazybone, born Stephen Howes, interrupted Lobel, commenting on his 30 years in the music business with Lobel. What kept me engaged in music was somebody that cared about my career even more than me, Lazybone said. Steve Lobel cared. That's what makes him a manager. Not because he is just a good mother-er with a couple dollars. It's because he really, really cared about the artists he worked with. Lobel responded, I want to say this, is my brother for real. We call ourselves Steve and Steve, but it is very uncommon that a white Caucasian Jew is with an Afro-American group for 30 years. Now you want to get us canceled? Lazybone interrupted, which drew the biggest laugh of the night from the crowd, before Lobel reiterated that together, they've been through hell and back. MC Mazik, born David Savitz, spoke about how in 1993, Blood of Abraham was signed by the late Eazy-E's label Ruthless Records. He told the story about how Blood of Abraham filmed a music video for their song, Stabbed at the Steeple, at the Kutel, Haifa and parts of Syria, in what might have been the first hip-hop video ever filmed in Israel. Mazik also told the story of how back in Los Angeles, Eazy-E took them to the Slousen Swap meet to get their baseball hats embroidered with Hebrew. The crowd skewed quite young. Many in attendance were recording artists in their early mid-20s who relocated to Los Angeles to pursue a career in music. And it's precisely events like these that BJEA members hope will be impressionable to the future leaders and superstars throughout the entire entertainment industry. There's a growing opportunity for the entertainment community to do more to bring both the Black and Jewish communities together in the collective fight against racism and anti-Semitism, BJEA member Ari Engel told the Journal. Engel is also the director of Creative Community for Peace. Earlier this summer, BJEA members gathered for a much more solemn experience, a tour of the Holocaust Museum LA. Among the BJEA members who participated in that tour in June were Engel, Ritza Bloom, writer at Apple TV Plus, Craig Emanuel, a partner at Paul Hastings LLC, Benji Grinberg, founder and president of Rostrum Records, actor Dule Hill and David Zedek, global co-head of music at United Talent Agency. Litwin, who opened the Hip Hop 50 event, also went on the Holocaust Museum LA tour. Following the tour, the BJEA members reflected together on the history and trauma of the Holocaust, shared individual stories and spoke of their own struggles in the fight against anti-Semitism and racism. Visiting Holocaust museums is emotionally difficult, but necessary, Litwin told the journal. I left the museum with a renewed and reinvigorated sense of commitment. Commitment to do what I can to continue the fight against anti-Semitism. Litwin told the journal about why the BJEA's mission means so much to him. The BJEA hits incredibly close to me as I'm Jewish, my wife is black, and my son is black and Jewish, Litwin said. To advocate for a brighter future for both black and Jewish communities, we must bolster and fortify our relationships with one another. This can only be done through hard work, education, listening, and honesty. As members of the entertainment community, I hope that we can use our platforms to effectively combat anti-Semitism and racism. Because when we're unified, as one collective force, driven by our commonalities, we've accomplished extraordinary things.